Blog Talk Radio.
Kuma Yahweh. Veya Futsut Oyeveaka Veya Lusu Misaneaka Mipaneaka Selah. Rise up, Yahweh. May your enemies be scattered. Hallelujah. May they be vanquished, O Yah. May they be destroyed. Hallelujah. All praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh, henceforth, forever and forever and ever. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I am Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite. Every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio. Isaiah chapter 13. The burden of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amoz did see. Lift ye up a banner upon the high mountain. Exalt the voice unto them. Shake the hand that they may go into the gates of the nobles. I have commanded my sanctified ones. I have also called my mighty ones for mine anger, even them that rejoice in my highness. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, like as of a great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together. Yahweh, Sabaoth, mustereth the host of the battle. Yahweh conducts this battle. They come from a far country, from the end of heaven, even Yahweh. Look at that. Even Yahweh is a part of the battle and is the commander, chief commander of the nations, because he mustereth, meaning he conducts the battle, and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Howl ye, for the day of Yahweh is at hand, and it shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt, and they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. That's a woman that's what? In labor. One that's what? About to bear a child. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of Yahweh cometh. It cometh. No one can stop it. It's coming. Cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. And he shall destroy the sinners, the ones who transgress his laws, statutes, judgments, commandments, his 613 laws thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. What a day, what a day. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked, wicked now, for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease. Oh, they got their heads in the air. I'm this. I'll never fall. I got all the money. I got all the riches. I'm arrogant. Forget you. You're low class. You're poor. You don't have nothing. Uh-huh. And I will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. Oh, we mighty. Can't nobody mess with us. Oh, we got all the nuclear weapons. We got it going on. Who would dare mess with us? I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore will I shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of Yahweh Sabaoth, meaning Yahweh of hosts, Yahweh of armies, and in the day of his fierce anger. And it shall be as the chased roe, in other words, as the chased deer, a deer that's chased by animals that prey upon it, and as a sheep that no man taketh up, that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people. They shall every man turn to his own people. and flee everyone into his own land. People are going to migrate. They are going to return back to the lands that they come from. Okay, my people, where will we go? Because we definitely have a place on this planet, despite what you've been told. Everyone that is found shall be thrust through. You do not want to be found in this day. You want to be hidden. You want to be like the ones, those of us over in Psalm 91. You want to be in the secret place. You want to be hidden. And everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled, and their wives ravished. Behold, I will stir up the knees against them. Look at that. The old kingdom of what they call Iraq. Iran. See, they have renamed them. Which shall not regard silver, and as for gold, they shall not delight in it. In other words, they're not going to take no payment, no wealth, no anything, because their minds will be set to only do one thing, and that is to destroy the inhabitants of Babylon. Their bows also shall dash the young men to pieces, and they shall have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Even their babies going to be killed while they're developing in the womb, and yet when they become the actual fruit of the womb, born, and still just small children, they didn't have mercy on our children. Fed them to the alligators, burst their heads against the stones and against the concrete and asphalt. Hallelujah. Their eyes shall not spare children. That's right. Even your children are going to be dashed to pieces like you did ours. What goes around, come around, oh, inhabitants of modern-day Babylon. This is a reference to the Babylon of old and this modern-day Babylon. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, look, oh, the mighty high, you know, the one that has what? Oh, beautiful, they say. For spacious skies, they say. And they say you have amber waves of grain. Whoa. A purple mountain majesty, above the fruited plain. America, America, God casts his grace on ye. No, sir. He casts his wrath on thee to bring thee down. Yo, you coming down. The beauty of Chaldee's excellency shall be as when Yahweh overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. Neither shall the Arabian pitch tent there, neither shall the shepherds make their fold there. But wild beasts of the desert shall lie there. And their houses shall be full of doleful creatures, and owls shall dwell there, and satyrs shall dance there. And the wild beasts of the islands shall cry in their desolate houses. But this is referring to people. Beasts don't live in houses. Beasts of the fields, of the islands. These are what? Gentiles in the islands. Get the proper understanding of these scriptures, brothers. I know y'all disagree with this. You can disagree with it till the cow come home. You have to have wisdom to understand this. And dragons in their pleasant palaces. Dragons now that live in palaces. These are men that are called dragons. Pharaoh was called that old dragon back in the day of old. A dragon is a serpent. So now you know who the serpent was back in the garden. We're going to break it down to you. We're going to show you that what you've been taught and what you think you know, my brothers, is all wrong, because you were taught by the sons of men. You need to let the spirit of Yah teach you what his word means and what it says. And her time is near to come. And her days shall not be prolonged. My brothers and sisters, people on the planet, we welcome you. Hallelujah. Those are very profound words from the book of Yeshayahu. Hallelujah. The man is called Isaiah, one of our powerful prophets in our, what, antiquity, part of our, we don't have a story now, part of our dwellings here on this planet, and the things that happen in our past, in our antiquity, has nothing to do with his story, because number one, it's not a story, and he doesn't tell it. Okay, let's get these things squared away. Let's listen to the terminology. Let's listen to the words that we've been taught to speak here. My brothers and sisters, Do you not know and realize that this Brexit thing has a larger impact and has what devastating implications that are beyond your imagination, but it's all prophesied to happen? Now you have people over there saying that England needs to be voted back in, that there's no way that they can just, what, exit themselves from, what, the European Union, the EU. They can't do that because there's a lot of, what, legal issues involved in this, much litigation. Legal lawsuits being filed everywhere. Man, this thing is going to have a tunneling effect for a very, very long time. But there are the diehards there who say what? Hallelujah. That we getting out of this anyway. No, you part of the ten toes, baby. You're not going nowhere. You're staying in this. You got to crumble and fall because all of the Gentile powers, all of the powers of the heathens shall be brought to nothing all over the entire planet. Now, y'all can try to fake it till you make it all you want to, but the day of reckoning is coming for real. It's going to be where you can no longer fake it because here come Yahweh. Here comes Yah. Who mustereth the host of the battle. He causes the nations to come against you and vanquish you, O America, O modern-day daughter of Babylon. You are going bye-bye. You are getting into what? You are going to go into oblivion. You are going to be totally destroyed. Your biggest offense is that you caused the slain of Israel to fall. You shouldn't have never put your hands on the children of Israel and to treat us. That's right, us, the way you have. Who's us? Your so-called Porsche Mercury, your so-called Negro, your so-called nigger, your so-called black, your so-called African-American. None of those titles fit us. They are nothing but bywords, which are nicknames, in which we were prophesied to be called in all the lands that we've been scattered and all into all over the entire planet. My beloved brothers and sisters, get ready. Van Jones, a former CNN correspondent, a brother, yes, has some things to say, some very interesting things to say in regard to the, quote, Brexit, the British exit out of the EU. Listen in on what this brother has said. We'll come back and we'll comment on it. He says it's the end of the world. Let's be clear about what the end of the world means. It means the end of, he probably doesn't know this, it's the end of the Europeans, of the white people, rule over the planet, over the chosen Kodesh, children of Yahweh, the children of Israel, and they will have to relinquish their control over the entire planet in which they rule right now. Why? Because why? Why Job 9:24, the earth is given over to the wicked. Read that. And it tells you that he covers the faces thereof with his own judges, his own people that he put in power to help him co-rule. If you are part of this, you're in trouble. You are in trouble. But anyway, let's see what Brother Van Jones, of course, some people criticize him and says that he is just doing this because he's angry because CNN got rid of him, because they pitched him, they ditched him. But he makes some interesting comments and does some interesting breakdown as to where this is going. It's very short, to the point. Let's listen in now what Van Jones, what Van Jones has to say. They say he's freaking out. Okay, Van Jones, what say you concerning Brexit?
I know you don't want to hear this, but tonight, while we're all just Netflixing and chilling out, not paying attention to anything, the UK just voted to leave the European Union, so-called Brexit, Britain exit, Brexit. You haven't cared about it. Nobody cares about it. It's just summertime. We're all happy. This is the end of the world as we know it, okay? Please take this seriously. What happened? What happened was you have this complete right-wing, crazy, racist, xenophobic horror show that breaks out in the UK. They don't want no immigrants. Does that sound familiar? They don't want multiculturalism. Does that sound familiar? They don't want to have nothing to do with nobody, period, except for people who look just like them, basically white folks in Britain. They say they can't even deal with white folks in Europe. They just want to be on their own. So everybody goes, no way, who cares? These people are crazy. If you vote for Brexit, if you vote to leave the European Union, you're going to destroy the economy. You're going to be doing crazy stuff. You're going to crash your stock market. Does any of this sound familiar? You've got a movement of crazy people that are going for power, making lunatic arguments, and then you have good, thoughtful, liberal people saying, oh, that wouldn't be prudent. That wouldn't work out. The policies seem irrational. And then all the polls come out. And the polls say, hey, this thing is going to lose. There's no way that people would do something as stupid as voting for Brexit. Nobody would do this. And the polls are so reassuring. And all the liberal people and the smart people come on the air. And all these foolish people, they think that they would vote. This will never happen. It just happened. Crazy, hard right lunatics just led the UK off a cliff into the vast abyss of stupidity and foolishness and soon-to-be economic chaos. Does this sound familiar? The same people in the United States will give you the same argument and tell you it is impossible that Trump can win. His arguments don't make any sense. They're irrational. He's so unseemly. Who would ever vote for this guy? And then they point to the polls, oh, look, Hillary Clinton is doing so well, and he's doing so badly. And look at the polls. Despite his lunacy, they are tied right now in Ohio, a major swing state. This is after his worst weeks ever. They're tied. She's doing great. She's doing as well as she's ever done as a candidate. And they're still tied in a major place. Look, man, this is bad, okay? This is horrible. What this means is that there is a current in the UK. I'm not talking about some crazy country you've never heard of. I'm talking about Britain. I'm talking about London. I'm talking about places where you can go and you get off the plane and they speak the same language as you. Okay, this isn't some strange place. You can't figure out what's going on over there. This is exactly what's happening in the United States. You have some people, and we've got to take this seriously, who are incredibly uncomfortable with multiculturalism. They're incredibly uncomfortable with immigration. They're incredibly uncomfortable with the world changing. And these people will go and vote in very large numbers. And the pollsters miss it. The pollsters don't get it. The pollsters call reasonable people and ask them reasonable questions and get reasonable answers and put you to sleep. And they tell you that Trump can't win. And they told the people in Britain that these Brexit people couldn't win. When the people in Britain wake up in 3 hours, their stock market is going to be in the toilet going in a counterclockwise motion. Okay? And they are going to be in the hell that the same people tell you we cannot possibly be in, but we could be in. Now, what was the big mistake that the sane, reasonable people made? They continue to try to reassure people, oh, it can't happen. They kept pointing to all these polls that said, oh, it can't happen. And what happened is the sane people went to sleep and the crazy people stood up. Everybody that tells you that Trump can't win, you should start screaming at them, because all they are doing is putting our base to sleep. All they're doing is calming people down when they should be riling people up. And if you want to know, will this strategy work or will it fail, look at what just happened in the UK. You have to tell people every day, not only can Trump win, Trump is probably going to win, not because he's smart, but because we're so stupid that we keep telling people it can't happen here. It just happened in the UK. And the people in the UK who pushed this insane idea are the worst people ever born in the UK. These are not good people. These are not smart people. These are not kind people. These are racist, hateful people. Some of them are neo-Nazis. And people said they would never be able to get any traction. Well, look at the news. They got a ton of traction. If you don't want this nonsense to happen in the United States, quit to slap your friends upside the head who are watching NPR, eating their tofu, and telling you how wonderful it is that Trump is horrible. It is not wonderful that he is horrible. It is horrible that he is horrible. And we need to get off our butts and start alerting people and getting the country ready for a big fight. Because it's the turnout. See, what happened is, you look at the numbers over there, everywhere where the liberals were, the turnout was low. Everywhere the smart people were, we were so smart, we outsmarted ourselves, and we didn't go vote. And every place the crazy people were, the lunatics, the people who hate every Muslim, the people who believe that the French are polluting the UK, they can't even deal with other Europeans, they came out in droves. This is a warning to you in America. Crazy people will come out in droves. Because you know what? Some of it is just racial antagonism. But the other part, let's be honest, there is real economic pain. People are being left out. People are being run over. People are being thrown over the cliff. People are being thrown under the bus by both political parties in the United States. And you got poor white folk and working class white folk who feel like nobody cares about them. And if you want to be honest, they probably are not that far from wrong most of the time. The Democrats have not done a good job of saying we care about those folks, and the Republicans have just been using them. And so now they are rebelling. They are revolting. They are standing up. They are fighting back. And we have to reach out to them and say, hey, listen, don't go this way. Don't do crazy stuff. Don't support hateful people. But have we been showing enough love? I don't think we've been showing enough love to folks in Appalachia, showing enough love to working class folks in Indiana and Michigan. It's time. This is a big judgment on the left, on Democrats, as well as anybody else. But you can't sit back here and point your nose up. And everybody gets mad at me every time I get on here. And I start saying, we have to do something. Trump is real. Trump can win. Oh, Van, you're just overreacting, and there's no possible way, and all these different things. And people get mad at me. I'm going to keep telling you. I'm going to keep telling you and telling you and telling you that this can happen in America because it just happened in the UK. And the same bad policy and the same bad politics and the same stupid economics and the same hateful ideas that you say cannot win here just changed the entire face of Europe in one vote. And in our country, you got the presidency on the line one day, the same day, the Senate, the same day, Congress, the House, the same day, the Supreme Court, the same day, the character of the country, all on one day. And you're going to go around here and say, oh, well, man, you know, Hillary, her policies are better, and nobody's going to vote for Trump. Would you quit saying that? Quit saying that. Tell everybody. There's a time to be calm, there's a time to be rational, and there's a time to freak the hell out. This is time to freak out. Freak the F out. Run screaming around in your underwear up and down the street and tell people it happened over there and it's coming over here. ISIS is not coming over here. They do crazy videos and people do crazy things. This hate wave that just tore Europe apart, coming soon to a voting booth near you, and we need to have every single person we know doing every possible thing to stop it. Thank you.
Okay, that was Van Johnson's account of what's going on and the effect and the impact and the implications of Brexit. If you didn't get everything he said, go back and replay this archive again, replay that segment, and listen to what this man said again. Listen to all the things he threw out there. True or false? Some of them can be agreed with. Some of them can be questioned. But we all know that Donald, the Trump card, that's their Trump card. See, this thing may just be a ploy to get him in there. But let me tell you something. Yahweh, only the Most High Yah's, what will be done here on earth. Hallelujah. He is the one that determines and does what? He intervenes into the affairs of men because we are all his creation. Yah is the one who rules and controls the entire planet, the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them there is all done by the hand of the mighty Yah. He is the one who setteth up kings and bringeth them down. Your vote doesn't mean anything because the way they have it structured here, you can run to the polls all you want to because they already know who they're going to elect. They already know who's going to be in there. It's already pre-planned. This is the way the wicked operate. Why? Job chapter 9, verse 24. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covereth the faces of what? Of the judges thereof. The wicked does this. He covereth the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he? Is it hard to identify who the wicked on this planet is, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations? Is it hard to identify them? No, it isn't. The wicked are what? They are born to be wicked. They are programmed for nothing but wickedness. Who else can hang and lynch people on trees, feed their babies to alligators, okay? Burn people alive, rip their skin off their body. Don't mention all the many torturous things. Can bomb an entire city because the so-called brothers and sisters, yes, I'm referring to Tulsa, Oklahoma, brothers and sisters that had their own enterprise going, and boy, was it a moneymaker. But the wicked couldn't stand it. They were up to their old tricks and games. Some white woman claimed a brother whistled at her or hollered at her or tried to say something to her. Now you can't keep them off of you. Come on, brothers and sisters. This thing isn't hard to figure out. But let me tell you something. Yes, it is the end of the world, but it's the end of their world. Don't you worry, O Israel. Their world is going to collapse and fall and break to pieces. But ours, our world is going to start. We're going to have a restart. But this time, the kingdom of Yah, which will supersede and break into pieces all these kingdoms, this kingdom shall be forever. Yes, this kingdom will never end. Yah will be the king on this earth again. He's already the king. He's going to come to this planet, and he's going to operate from planet Earth. Still ruling, controlling, traveling all throughout the entire universe. And what? The heavens of heavens, which cannot even contain him. Hallelujah. But his base is going to be here on planet Earth with us, our people. Yes, he is going to be here in person. Not no ghost, not no goblin like you've been taught, not no spook, not no spirit, but a physical person, a man. But the highest man in existence, the Most High, goes to the extremity, El Elyon, the Most High. Yah is going to be here in person. So don't you worry. Oh, Israel, these are not the days for you to panic. These are the days for you and me and us to rejoice because those of us that will be worthy of the kingdom of Yah will be happy forever, never sinning again, never lying on each other, never backbiting, never cheating. But all of thy people shall be righteous. So go ahead, let Brett exit. Let all of them exit, because all of them are going to go into captivity. All of them are going to be destroyed. It's been a pleasure, my beloved brothers and sisters. Be blessed. Peace and blessings. Shalom, shalom, shalom.